Today we're building a drum and bass fill in Ableton Live 12 that has that sweet jungle swing feel, but still lands cleanly back into the groove. And that balance matters a lot. In DNB, the tempo is fast, the drums are busy, and the bass is usually doing a lot of heavy lifting. So if your fill is too straight, it can feel robotic. If it's too busy or too loose, it can blur the next downbeat and kill the impact. What we want here is a controlled burst of energy. Enough motion to feel alive, but tight enough that the drop still slams. We're going to keep this beginner-friendly and use stock Ableton tools. That means MIDI clips, drum rack, simpler, groove pool, EQ8, saturator, auto filter, and a little bit of arrangement automation. By the end, you'll have a fill you can use in rollers, jungle influence drops, darker halftime sections, or more modern DNB switch-ups. First, start with your main loop. Set the project to around 172 BPM, which is right in that classic DNB zone. Build a simple 8-bar groove first. Keep it stable, maybe a kick pattern that leaves space, a snare on 2 and 4, and a bass line that knows when to get out of the way. That part is important. A lot of beginners try to fix a weak groove by throwing a fill at it, but a fill is not a rescue mission. It's punctuation, so make sure your core loop already feels good before you add any extra movement. Now decide where your fill is going to happen. Usually it's the last bar of an 8-bar phrase. Sometimes just the last two beats is enough. If you want a bigger turnaround, you can make the fill cover bars 7 and 8. For this lesson, let's focus on a 1-bar fill that leads neatly into the next section. Next, create a dedicated MIDI track and drop in a drum rack. Keep this fill separate from your main drum kit. That gives you more control and makes it easier to automate or swap sounds later. Load up a few simple sounds. You want a main snare or rimshot, a ghost snare, maybe a short tom or percussion hit, a closed hat or shaker, and a crash or reverse style hit for the transition. Don't overcrowd it. The power of DNB fills often comes from contrast, not density. A good starting point is to keep your main snare hit strong, around normal playing velocity, and to make ghost notes much quieter. Think of the loud hits as the headline, and the ghost notes as the supporting cast. They help the fill feel human without stealing the spotlight. Now for the fun part. The jungle swing feel. Open the groove pool in Ableton Live 12. If you have a swung break or MPC-style groove, try that first. If not, one of Ableton's built-in grooves will still get you there. Drag a groove onto your fill clip and listen. A good starting range for timing is around 55 to 62%. Keep random low, and only add a little velocity variation if you want the notes to feel more played. Don't overdo it. In DNB, too much swing can make the fill feel late. Too little can make it feel stiff. We're going for that sweet middle ground where the groove breathes, but the next downbeat still lands hard. And here's a key tip. Don't swing everything equally. Usually your main kick and snare pattern stays pretty tight, while the fill gets a little more push and drag. That contrast is what creates the jungle energy. The ear hears the difference and feels the lift. Now we'll program the fill itself. Keep it simple and readable. A beginner-friendly version could be a strong snare on beat 4, a couple of ghost notes before it, and maybe a short hat burst or shaker roll in the last half beat. For example, you might place a snare on beat 3, a ghost note on the end of 3, another little hit just before 4, then a final snare or crash on 4. That gives you tension and release without turning into a drum solo. If you want it to feel more jungle, add a few 1/16 ghost hats with varied velocities. If you want it more modern and roller-like, use fewer notes and let the last two hits speak more clearly. The main idea is this: one or two smart accents can feel bigger than a wall of notes. Now let's add an actual breakbeat layer, because that's where the jungle swing really starts to show itself. Take a short drum loop or break sample and drag it into simpler. Switch to slice mode so Ableton can chop it into separate pieces. Then trigger just a few slices in your fill area. You don't need the whole loop. Even 3 to 6 slices can give the phrase that authentic broken drum feel. If the break is too bright or busy, clean it up. High pass the low end so it doesn't fight your kick and bass. Use EQ8 to cut out muddy low mids if needed, and trim the volume so the break supports the main kit instead of taking over. You want it to feel like a layer, not a second drum kit trying to win. This is a really important DNB lesson. The fill should add movement, not steal the sob. The bass and kick are still the foundation. Your fill is there to create tension and make the return more satisfying. Let's shape that balance a little more. Route your fill elements to a group, maybe call it fill bus. On that group, use EQ8 first to clean up mud, then a little saturator if you want edge or grit. A tiny bit of drive can help the snare and break slices cut through the mix. Just keep it subtle. You're aiming for attitude, not distortion for its own sake. If the fill feels too spiky, a light compressor or glue compressor can smooth it out. And if the fill is too loud compared to the main drums, use utility to trim it back. In fact, a lot of great fills are not about adding volume. They're about controlling where the listener's attention goes. You can also automate the fill bus up just a little, maybe 1 or 2 dB, only during the transition. That tiny lift can make the fill feel more exciting without making the whole mix jump out of place. Now let's give the transition a bit of polish. A fill often works best with a simple effect, not a giant flashy explosion. A reverse cymbal into the next downbeat is classic. A short noise riser through auto filter can also work really well. Or try a reverb throw on the last snare hit if you want a little tail. Keep those effects controlled. A short reverb decay, a little filter movement, maybe a subtle echo repeat on the final hit. That's enough. Indeed, NB, too much transition effects can make the fill feel generic. The groove should still be the star. Here's a really useful arrangement trick. Lower the main drum group slightly during the fill, then bring it right back on the next downbeat. That contrast makes the return feel bigger. You can also let the fill group come forward just a touch, then snap everything back into place when the new bar lands. And speaking of that downbeat, make sure the first hit of the next phrase stays clean. This is one of the best pro habits you can build. The fill can be wild, but the next bar should feel obvious and focused. Leave a tiny pocket before the downbeat so the drop lands with maximum impact. Now, always test the fill in context. Don't solo the fill and judge it by itself. Loop it with the actual drop. Ask yourself, does it point clearly back into the groove? Does the snare still feel heavy? Does the bass return hit with impact? Or did the fill drag the whole thing off grid? If it feels too busy, remove one layer. Seriously? That's often the fastest fix. In DNB, subtraction is a superpower. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the fill too long, adding too much low end, using straight 1/16 notes with no swing, letting the fill overpower the main snare, or drowning the whole thing in reverb and delay. Also, don't forget the bass line. If your bass is playing through the fill needs to be lighter and more careful. If you want a darker or heavier DNB sound, here are a few great extras. Add a very quiet, distorted room texture underneath. Try a short tom or low percussion hit that answers the snare. Or use a muted bass stab right at the end of the fill, but keep it short and mono so it doesn't muddy the low end. You can also automate a tiny low pass opening on the drum or bass bus right before the drop. That little movement can make the return feel larger without needing more notes. If the fill feels too clean, a gentle drum bus or a little saturation on the fill group can add some grit. And if you like rougher underground texture, try resampling the fill once it works. Chop it up again as audio and adjust a few hits by ear. That often gives you a more authentic, less perfect DNB feel. Let's finish with a quick practice approach. Make 3 versions of the same fill. Version 1 is a simple snare pickup with no swing. Version 2 is the same fill with groove pull timing around 58 to 62%. Version 3 adds 1 chopped break slice and 1 reverse cymbal. Then loop each one against your drop and compare which one feels the most DNB. If one version feels too busy, remove a layer and see if it improves. The big takeaway here is simple. A good DNB fill is short, controlled, and rhythmically alive. Use groove pull for subtle jungle swing. Keep the fill mostly in the drums and mids, not the sub. Leave space for the bass and the next downbeat. Use break slices, ghost notes, and light effects for character. And always check it in context with the full drop. If your fill makes the return feel bigger, tighter, and more danceable, then you've nailed it. Now go build that little burst of chaos, keep it controlled, and let the drop hit like a truck.